In mid-June, two adventurous travelers from southern Bohemia hopped into their 17-year-old Škoda Rapid and sped off. 12,900 kilometers later, Petr Goldman and Petr Vavřík arrived in the Russian Far East. The men were inspired by the famous Czech duo Jiří Hanzelka and Miroslav Zikmund, who traveled the world in their Tatra car 4 decades ago. Now, back in the Czech Republic, Petr Goldman explains what attracted them to the region.
One of the reasons why we set out in that direction was the beautiful nature that you encounter. But another reason is that we come from a village called Kyiv. A river named Kyivka runs through it. We wanted to see the village of Kyivka in the delta of the Sea of Japan, which the river Kyivka flows into.
Once at their destination, the two men knocked on the first door that they came across and asked for the mayor, Petr Vavřík.
The woman said, "You've come to the right place. I am the mayor." So we set up camp in her backyard. In the evening, we sat in her garden and ate pickled salmon. Everyone was very friendly. 99% of the people we encountered in Russia were very pleasant. They called us their Slavic brothers, which felt strange because we were by the Sea of Japan, far away from Europe.
So why did the two men risk the trip with their 17-year-old Škoda?
Because we know the car, it's easy to repair and has a quite simple engine. It's also cheap to drive. Of course, we could have taken a Jeep, but that would have been like climbing an 8,000-meter high mountain with an oxygen mask.
Petr Goldman and Petr Vavřík already have their next trip planned. From Patagonia all the way up to Alaska, they intend to cross the American continent in their Škoda Rapid.